Hello, everybody. This is The Warrior's Way, and I am your host, Dennis Tooley. I wanted to focus our attention today on what it takes to stay positive, particularly when life keeps throwing curveballs at you and trying to take you down. You know, when you look at a chronic illness like multiple sclerosis, and you look at the fact that it is a debilitating disease and there is no cure, and everybody's symptoms are just a little bit different from each other, you can focus on all of the negative of that and let it take you down, or you can acknowledge, yes, that sucks. However, there are good things in each day of our life, and we can look for them and focus on them, and we can become more optimistic with the world that we live in, and we can become more optimistic in spite of the ugliness of the situation we might find ourselves in. Now, trying to stay optimistic doesn't mean you ignore the uglier sides of life. It just means that you focus on the positive as much as possible, and that gets easier with practice. Focusing on the good, focusing on the positive, and finding the good and positive in your day, the longer you do that, the easier it becomes. When you make that your focus and your practice, it becomes easier to stay positive. Well, there are a couple of thoughts that I want us to kind of take on as maybe as a challenge for today. One of the things that I try to encourage people to do is to remain in an attitude of gratitude. Let me explain that. When you remain in an attitude of gratitude, it's that mindset of recognizing the things that you should be thankful for in everyday living. Again, if you're not in the practice of being grateful, if you're not in the practice of living in that attitude of gratitude, you've got to kind of prime the pump a little bit. You got to get it going. You got to get it focused so that you can do something to get your brain, get your brain wrapped around this concept of being grateful and having gratitude with just about every aspect of your life. Here, let me give you the challenge of getting started with an attitude of gratitude. Think about someone in your life that has made a profound difference in your world. Maybe it's a teacher that inspired you towards something that you are passionate about now. Maybe it's a relative. Maybe it's a grandparent, or maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's a friend from high school. Whatever it might be, whoever that person might be, think of that person that has made a profound difference in your world. Sit down and write a letter to them, thanking them for the impact they have had in your life. See, when you sit down to intentionally write a letter thanking someone who had a particularly kind impact in your life, and you deliver it to them, or you send it to them, you, the letter writer, gets to enjoy the positive effects of remembering what they did, but then you're sharing that positive effect with the person that made the difference in your world. So you're not just holding your gratitude within, but you're sharing your gratitude out. So think of who that person might be and sit down and write a letter to them, thanking them for the impact they've made in your world. The other aspect of this that I want to challenge you with, start writing a gratitude journal. Write down anything, large or small, that makes you smile, or it made a great impact in your life today. Think about yesterday. What was one or two things that happened yesterday that you're really grateful for? you think about what happened yesterday, and you say, "Well, you know, I'm grateful that I was able to get home before that horrible rainstorm hit." Okay. Write that in your journal. When you hear of, for instance, here in Indiana, over the Memorial Day weekend, there were tornadoes that came through Indiana. The tornadoes did not come into our area, and my home was not impacted. I know there are homes and businesses that were. Now, do I know those people individually? No, I don't. I feel horrible for them, and I pray for them, but I don't have any connection to them. Now, the reality is, I am grateful that none of that damage happened to my home. So, think of those things as they come, and write them down in your gratitude journal. And when you get in the practice of focusing in on being grateful, and you're developing that attitude of gratitude, what happens, you begin to focus on the good because you're looking for those things. What is the good that happened today that I'm going to write down in my journal? And when you purposefully are looking for it and you're paying close attention to it, you will begin to realize that there are more positive things happening in your world on a daily basis than you have really even noticed before, because you were consumed with other things. But when you become intentional about looking for the things to be grateful for, you're going to notice the good. You're going to notice the positive. And when you can stay positive, you're going to find out that you feel better and your days go better when you remain with that positive aspect and you have that attitude of gratitude. So today, I want to challenge you. Write a letter of gratitude to someone that made a difference in your world at some point, and then start a gratitude journal. If you'll do those two things consistently this week, you'll think about and thank somebody for what they've done, and then you'll consistently write every day, you'll write in your journal something that you are grateful for. If you'll do that consistently for this next week, I guarantee by the end of the week, you're going to feel better and you're going to begin to feel more positive about what the next day is going to bring. Well, that's my challenge for you for this week. And I thank you for listening in to the Warrior's Way podcast. I encourage you to share this podcast with others. If there's one message, if there's one podcast that has been helpful for you, share that one with others. Tell other people about the Warrior's Way podcast. And please subscribe to the podcast, share it with others. And if there's something in particular that has been beneficial and helpful for you, send me an email. You can email me at DennisTooley@gmail.com. That's Dennis Tooley, is DennisTooley. That's all one word, DennisTooley@gmail.com. Send me an email and tell me what you have found beneficial from the Warrior's Way podcast. If it's one particular episode that stood out to you, or if there's something on an ongoing basis that you're enjoying, let me know. And I will be glad to enjoy your gratitude. Well, that should wrap up this episode of the Warrior's Way podcast. And so, like I say, subscribe, share it, and keep watching for the next episode of the Warrior's Way.